Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We've been asking you since the start of the show today, do you think is Irish hospitality still hospitable? And we've had quite a mixed reaction actually from listeners on WhatsApp. But Galway chef and restaurateur JP McMahon is with us on the programme. JP, you, I suppose, experienced less than impressive service recently. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, and again, to just to preface it, I don't think it's about like pointing the finger at any one place or about highlighting, I suppose, what's wrong with the industry. It's just about, for me, that we forget that the guest is the centre of the experience. And I went into a place that was just after nine, and I was kind of ignored initially, and then the kind of waiter looked at their phone or looked at their watch and then came down to me, and I knew that there that I wasn't kind of very welcome, and then they made me say, are you still open? And then the waiter said, yes, we are, but we're closing soon. And then I finally got to sit down anyway. But there was, I think for me, the whole idea of welcoming the guest is forgotten about. And also then halfway through the meal, I wanted to order another little plate. And then I was told that the kitchen's closed. And then I wanted to have another glass of wine. And I was told that they were closed. And then the lights came up. And there was still about 15 people in the restaurant.
While you were eating, JP?
Yeah, and I just thought, now this isn't about fine dining, right? I know people will say to me, because I put it up on Twitter and people were saying to me, it's not about going for dinner and it's going into a restaurant at 8:30 or that, but it's about more casual places between 9 and 10. And I know it's a kind of twilight hour where I know staff want to go home and they might be working all day, but I think it's really important because while the food was really good, I really enjoyed the food, I was like, I really felt like there was no reason for me like to be there in the sense that I wasn't being welcomed. And I think we closed the restaurant after COVID, and it's really difficult at the moment. And I suppose I put the tweet out there to try and have a healthy debate to say, look, I mean, hospitality is really important. And if you go into a place at 9:30 and they say they're open at 9:30 and you go in, but the last thing you want to be is kind of made feel unwelcome. And I would hate for it to happen in my own restaurant.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a restaurant rather than a hotel, was it, JP?
A restaurant. But someone tweeted me to say that they went into a hotel and kind of sat down at 9:10, and then by the time the waiter had got over to them at 9:30, they said the kitchen's closed. I mean, and I was saying that I just don't understand why that would happen and how the waiter, like how the place would even function. Because at the end of the day, the only way to bring money into a restaurant is to feed guests and to give them wine. And it's not about, someone had said to me, oh, maybe you just having a glass of wine isn't going to keep everything going. But I mean, I left and all the staff were still there. And I went into another place and they had last orders until 9:30. And I had a cheese board and another glass of wine. And I was like saying, I just felt sorry for the restaurants because it's hospitality let itself down. And rather than focusing on individual waiters and all that kind of nonsense, it's not about that. It's about a kind of holistic approach. And I think that our dining culture is still so young in Ireland that anytime you bring up these things, people get really incensed. And some people...
Oh, they do. Like, listen.
Really incensed. Someone said to me... You should choke on your cheese board. I was like,
"Are you serious?" Right?
Like,
wow. So I'd say you're about 10 seconds away now from, you know, the WhatsApp machine here in front of me lighting up, imagine now. You know, it'll be
and just to, then I am a very nice person. I'm not a shouter in the kitchen. And people say to me, "Oh, you're always coming." It's literally pointing out something that I think that we can do better in the industry.
Yeah.
And I think that from most 80% of the people that got back to me had similar experiences, saying, "Oh, we had booked at 9:30, and then they came in, they felt rushed, and that." And I don't mind if restaurants close at 9:00.
Tell you that
exactly.
Before you sit down to the meal, or if the kitchen is going to close during your meal, then no bother at all. But just mention that before you sit down in the first place.
And And if you ask something, as someone else said to me, they say, oh, the kitchen is closed, that they can still see orders coming out. Now, I know at some point they have to say, OK, that's the last order. But it's really important that you communicate these things. And maybe it's down to communication. Sometimes we're just not the best communicators in Ireland. And we kind of like, we don't want conflict. So we don't want to say we're about to close. We kind of just let everything slide until the moment happens. And I think someone said recently, either we can do very quiet or we can do very loud. We can't seem to communicate in the middle in Ireland.
Yeah. JP, you want to have a healthy debate about this today, and I do too, and it's 1800 453 106 is the number. Corinne is with us on the line, because you actually, you're a restaurant reviewer, Corinne, or you review restaurants. Do you agree, like, has Irish hospitality, has it slipped, or do you think we're still quite hospitable?
Well, in my experience, and I review restaurants in Cavan and Monaghan and Leitrim area, I find the service really, really good. In fact, even if it's not super professional, say they're hiring, you know, college students for the weekend or whatever, even if they're not real professional waiters and waitresses, they're very polite and very nice. I have not run into the problem that JP is talking about, but what I would say is that's 100% down to management. Your staff needs to be trained. They need to know how to be hospitable, how to let people know that the kitchen is closing, communicating with your staff. But I mean, to be turning lights on and, you know, kind of making people feel unwelcome, I have never experienced that. I think that's horrendous. I hope I never do.
Yeah, that's a good... I've
just found that in my experience, I've had a really good experience with staff, and they don't know I'm there to review the restaurant, by the way. They don't know that till I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And they're so nice, and they go, you know, above and beyond in almost all cases, even like I said, the young and experienced ones, they're more than happy to go get an answer for you if they don't have it. I have had really good luck, but I'm probably not out there as much as JP would be. But that's 100% down to management. Mm. That's a management issue, period, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is a fair point, JP, isn't it? Like, really, management need to train staff. You can't expect staff to just to know what to do.
Oh, 100%. And I honestly think from a restaurateur's perspective, that's what I saw. I wasn't blaming the... I didn't see necessarily the waiter at fault. I really think it's about, like, what time do we close? And if we're really quiet at 9 and we say, do you know what, we're not going to stay open till 9:30 and someone comes, then you just communicate that in a way. And I agree with Karina as well. Like, I eat everywhere around the world, and particularly in Ireland, and I've had exceptional service in Ireland. Even yesterday, when I went to other places. And I think it's just that... We're in a kind of almost crisis point in the industry, where inflation has gone up, wages have gone up, energy has gone up, everything has gone up, and people have less money to eat out. And particularly between 9 and 10 in the capital city on a Wednesday in April, you would imagine that you would be greeted like pleasantly, and which I was in one place and which I wasn't in another. But I suppose, again, my point was that, like, it's really important for restaurants and staff to know this and say, look, this is a bit of a problem. And maybe Dublin is that there is so many people in Dublin, 1.5 million, that, like, maybe it doesn't really matter if someone comes in and they annoy them.
I do wonder that, Corinne. You know, is it about, like, for us as consumers, and JP talking about his experience, are our expectations higher now, even around, you know, what we expect or the experience that we want when we go out for meals? Because it is expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive. And I think you have a right to expect exceptional service and a nice welcome. With the competition out there, that restaurant that he's describing to me, will he ever go back there? No. And anyone else that was there that night will probably never go back there. And that restaurant won't last long. If you want your customers to come back, if you want people to have a repeat experience, you have to show them that it's worth the money you're spending. Because I find it, I mean, if I didn't do these restaurant reviews, I actually don't know how often I'd be able to go out to eat, because it's so expensive. And I realize that they have to raise these prices because everything has gone up. So it's a big deal now to go out for dinner for us. And I expect the service to be good. I expect the food to be good.
Yeah, it's
I
all part
a
of
warm
it.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole point of it. It's a treat.
The text from a listener who says that those staff have probably been working all day, receiving minimum wage and want to get home. So can you blame them? Another listener says the standard of staff has just disappeared. They don't care at all. They've no training and they haven't a clue what to do. This texter says their wife worked in high-end restaurants in New York and they couldn't leave until after the last guest. Oftentimes, a single couple were nursing the last two glasses of wine until well after 2 a.m. You know, it's funny, Corinne, that I was in New York there last month for Patrick's weekend and I just commented a couple of times to my friend, there's nobody does customer service like the Americans. It's incredible, the level of customer service.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's been, of course, everybody knows that the industry, they're very low paid. They don't even get minimum wage often. So they are working for their tips. So that the customer, they're just ingrained. It's ingrained in them. It is excellent customer service. You almost can't get bad service. I mean, I'm sure you can, of course, but in my
experience, you'd have to go out of your way.
Always, yeah, you'd have to go out of your way to find bad
to find
service.
It,
and some of me agrees with that, like it's great. But on the other hand, I feel like sometimes the pressure is really on those poor servers.
It is,
to almost entertain
over
the table.
Top, nearly, yeah.
Because otherwise, they don't have a... Yeah, it is. It can be over the top. But they're trying to earn... I mean, they might be... My daughter worked there, and she was getting $3.26 an hour. $3.26 an hour. 26 cents an hour in Missouri. So she depended on her tips. That was it. And if she got stiffed, which she did one night with a party of 20, and she had no other tables for 3 hours, she made no money. It was actually cost her money to go to
work.
Well,
that's why it, yeah.
So that's another argument altogether.
It pays to be nice, literally, in the States.
Yes.
What about you,
it
James?
Does, yeah.
Do you think Irish hospitality is still hospitable here, James?
100%, definitely. I think we're probably one of the most personable, in a sense, hospitality cultures in the world. And what I mean by that, comparing it to the States, is, like, I've travelled all over the world. Just a bit of background about us. Like, we're a contactless tipping company. We just distribute those white tip boxes you see around the country. And the whole piece around why we started it was because I was in the coffee shop and I wanted to leave a tip. And I felt really valued as a customer. And again, it's the piece that JP mentioned, and also Korean. But I think as Irish people, we're probably the most personable in the world when it comes to hospitality, in my opinion anyway. Because we deliver a level of service in which you walk away going, that person was really nice. And it wasn't forced or wasn't pushed. It was just that person was really nice. One point I might make is we deal with a lot of customers, and the two biggest pieces that they have right now in terms of businesses is keeping staff is really hard, because there's some customers we have 80 to 90% churn rate in staff. And the second piece is the increase in costs means that having to close down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to have staff for Thursday through Sunday. So it's just... As employers right now, it's a really hard space to keep staff, and it's probably a piece that consumers don't recognise. And I'm not trying to discount the experience that JP had, but the reality is it's incredibly hard to run hospitality right now.
How do we change? You know, beyond, I know there's been obviously a lot of talk, James, around like tipping and legislation around that and minimum wage. But like for employers in hospitality listening even to this today, like it's got to be sickening. Listening to this and hard enough to keep your staff, and then you know you hear back reports or you get reviews that somebody's had a pretty poor experience.
Yeah, like it's a reflection on yourself, especially if it's a mom and pop. You own the restaurant and you want to deliver the best service. But like we've got some customers who had a 60% year on year increase in, like for example, ice cream, and we're trying to run a business and pass that charge on to the customer, but also trying to keep staff on board and engaged on top of a living wage increase and a PRSI increase. It's stretching employers very, very thin. And I guess that's the piece that people maybe aren't recognising as well, that behind the till and behind the spreadsheet, that there's somebody who's probably stressing a lot about keeping quality up, but also trying to keep the lights on.
Dara has made the point that he was in a coffee shop in Galway a couple of months ago. He says it opened at 7 a.m. I was the first customer at 7:05. And the look of sheer rage on the face of the staff member for me interrupting her as she started her morning. I'll never return, says Dara. Another texter says we were out for a meal last Friday and it took them ages to come over to take our order. Our drinks took about 15 minutes. 90 minutes on the button, they were over to say that they needed the table back. They nearly handed us our coats. It absolutely ruined the experience, and it was such an expensive meal as well, says this listener. Do you think we're still hospitable, Chris?
We're definitely still hospitable, but I just think that at the moment, what seems to be happening over the last year or so is they seem to be moving people on and off a lot quicker. You know, that if you go into a restaurant or you go into a coffee shop or something, and you know, once the meal is close to being finished, and that they're quickly over to try and move you on, so they can use the table again. There's none of this where it was a lot more relaxed. I think because of all the hassles that they went through with COVID and everything, you know, they're trying to, and I can understand it still, you know. I mean, it isn't denying me at the moment, but, you know, because they're trying to make back what their losses. But we're definitely being moved on quicker. They definitely want the flow.
Yeah.
You know, they want us in, pay the money and out the door.
Is that
an awful lot quicker?
Maybe that's been damaging then, JP, has it? Because you do see that more and more now when you book a table in a restaurant. You're told, you know, or you're told, even Karina, I'm sure you see that as well. Listen, yeah, you can have the table for six, but we'll need that back now at 7:30.
Yes, that's happened to me, and I understand it. Like a restaurant, I don't even know how they're in business because it's so expensive. But if they can't get another sitting out of that table, I don't see how they're going to last. So many restaurants are having to close because of the prices, electricity and everything else. So I get that. I don't like it, but I understand it.
Yeah. Listener says they worked in hospitality in the industry for years. No longer is it hospitable. It's an unwelcome industry, according to Sean in Westport. JP, I'm just interested in that. Like, when you take your standard kind of restaurant that we have, that sort of gastro pub or the bar restaurant type food, how many tables, like, would they need to turn over on average to really just break even on a night?
Like, on Friday and Saturday, unfortunately, many places would need to turn over twice or three times. And the reason for that is not only because of rent and increased costs, it's because everybody wants to eat on Friday and Saturday. And so, I mean, we say Cava is a good example because it's a casual restaurant. We would rarely turn over a table Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even possibly Thursday, unless it was during the summer, on Sunday. And it's really, everybody wants to eat on Friday and Saturday. Everybody wants to eat between 7 and 9. And so the kind of, I would say to people, I would always say to people, you know, if you want really good service and and you want the restaurant to be a little quieter, I mean, maybe Thursday and Sunday, but then people don't have those options sometimes because people work Monday to Friday. I think just on the minimum wage that people were got on about, I mean, the minimum wage now is $12.70, and that's gone up, I think, nearly €3 in the last couple of years. And for the employer, it costs nearly €15 per hour, including employer pay aside. So we have one of the highest minimum wages in Europe. And plus, when you get tips on top of that, and sometimes the tips are really good and share them amongst the chefs and the waiters. So, like, I mean, I don't agree that working in a restaurant, say as a waiter, is a poorly paid job, because sometimes you'll be coming out with €25 or €30 an hour, including tips. And so,
not
I
always
think that,
though.
Oh, during the summer, absolutely. And so, and look, my point is that when you commit to work in the service industry, I think there is a level of hospitality one should be able to, I suppose, do. And I think that it's just unfortunate that that we can't. And I do think hospitality in Ireland is exceptional. That is not my point either.
Yeah.
I think we're really good at it.
Yeah, no, I know. It's the experience. Listener here says that we're in New York last week, JP, and the gratuity or the tip was built into the bill. I did notice this myself, actually. You know, I thought it was 10% in the States. It's not. Now, often when you get your bill at the bottom, it'll start at 15%, 18%, 20% and 22%. And this listener's point is that, you know, the incentive to provide the good service is diluted, actually, because if it worked out what you should give.
So some places, I was in Canada, are put on a gratuity of 30%. And I was like, I think that's insane. I think, like,
30%.
Paying a third of your meal on a tip, which I feel that you're being charged twice. You're being paying for the food, which should include the cost of the employment of the person. And but again, the States is a different model. As Karina said, the waiters might get €2 or €3 an hour and get a lot of tips. But again, it's very precarious to live like that, because sometimes you mightn't get any.
Two other messages I just want to point out here. Jer has got in touch to say I 100%. 100% agree with JP. I sell wine into this sector and I feel that we've lost the Cabe Mhíle Fáilte. When I train staff on wine and food, matching as I always try and add in a bit about the welcome and making every guest feel they're the most important person in the room. Service abroad is at far superior levels and they're paid much less and rely on more gratuity, according to Jer. And Paddy just makes the point, like, Ireland is like anywhere else. Hospitality is independent. And the stereotype in this country that, you know, we are this welcoming, lovely Cabe Mhíle Fáilte nation is rubbish. Recently, we went out for a night with a night away from the kids. The pair of us had a starter, a main course and a couple of drinks on a Sunday evening at 7 p.m. After the bill came an hour later and €100 was spent, I asked for a pint of Guinness and I was told, no, we're not a pub. Yet they were happy to serve me 2 pints during the meal. These managers have no clue how damaging the experience like this is, especially in a local setting.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.